Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Last summer, we endured the 1-2 punch of Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. At that point, their combined damage made them the largest, most expensive natural disaster in New York's history. The storms displaced thousands. They crippled roads, water systems, and power grids. Surveying the carnage, Governor Andrew Cuomo declared that the state would rebuild better than it was before. Today, as we recover from the record-breaking damage caused by Superstorm Sandy, the governor has been even bolder in his vision for the future. He has called for, and I quote, a fundamental rethinking of our built environment, end quote. Amen to that. We're fooling ourselves if we keep believing that storms like Sandy are freak events. Long-term climate observation shows that they're going to occur more frequently. Worse, they're just part of the new climate normal. You may have forgotten that Irene and Lee followed the wettest spring in New York's recorded history and preceded the heaviest October snowfall. And the first 7 months of 2012 were the hottest in state history. It's painfully evident that Hudson Riverfront communities can't handle this new normal without adjustments. After Irene and Lee, raw sewage spilled into local waters in more than 50 valley communities. Their wastewater systems, engineered for last century's climate, were completely overwhelmed. During Sandy, many of these same facilities were inundated again. Yet development and infrastructure continue to be located within the bullseye of storm surges and flooding. What can we do? The governor is on the mark in saying that the state must adopt plans and policies that will help communities anticipate and lessen the impacts of severe weather. In other words, we have to rebuild for resilience. This is a big theme of Scenic Hudson's guide called Revitalizing Hudson Riverfront. And several forums we've co-hosted in waterfront communities. It's also the goal of the 2010 report of the state's Sea Level Rise Task Force. Both publications offer innovative long-term solutions for buffering communities from storm surges and rising sea levels. Revitalizing Hudson Riverfront recommends creating public waterfront greenways extending to the 100-year floodplain boundary. This must be done while respecting property rights and the investments that private parties have made in waterfront land. These natural areas would provide an excellent hedge against disaster to our downtown. The Sea Level Rise Task Force report has recommended allocating funds to protect more of the Hudson's wetlands, which soak up huge amounts of flood water. In many cases, they provide the last best defense for the region's waterfront infrastructure. So how do we start rebuilding for resilience? Under the governor's leadership, key elements, including a climate action plan and the recommendations of the Sea Level Rise Task Force, have already been developed. They are ready for his signature, and we are ready to help communities implement them so we can ensure that our rush to return to normal, we rebuild for the new normal. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.